We join international partners in condemning the March 17th attack on a World Food Program convoy in Jhongli State, in which two people were killed and several others injured. We offer our condolences to the families of the victims.
U.S. Embassy Public Affairs Officer Molik D. Berkana reads a statement released yesterday after a humanitarian convoy of more than 100 trucks transporting food and other humanitarian assistance came under attack on Friday in Jhongli State. Two contracted drivers were shot. One died. Another person was killed in a traffic accident as a direct result of the attack. A humanitarian stopper was also injured and is receiving treatment. Berkana said the U.S. government called on South Sudan to protect all humanitarian aid workers.
We call on the leaders of the transitional government of South Sudan and its security forces to prevent attacks on humanitarian aid workers and staff.
The UN World Food Program country director in South Sudan, Alan McGrogty, said the humanitarian community is appalled by continued attacks targeting humanitarians and the assets in South Sudan, which disrupts the delivery of life-saving assistance. McGrogty says WFP is forced to suspend its aid convoy movements outside the Jhongli State capital, Bor, after the deadly attack. Gordon Kong Barr, the Jhongli State Cabinet Affairs Minister and Acting Governor, says state officials were shocked by the attack. The minister says he is working with security forces to track down the assailants and bring them to justice.
The humanitarian agencies, together with their assets, must be protected by the state government and the government of South Sudan. This in line with the directives from His Excellency the President of the Republic, Salva Kiir Mayardit, that all the humanitarians must be protected. As the government of Jhongli State, under His Excellency Dinay Jogchago, the governor of Jhongli State, we are working hard now, collecting information, and we are deploying security personnel to give the maximum protection to the UN agencies, to the World Food, to other humanitarian agencies.
The WFP said the Jhongli corridor, where the movements of the aid convoy have been suspended, is critical for WFP food prepositioning ahead of the rainy season, when roads are inaccessible and more than a million people in Jhongli and Pibor rely on humanitarian food assistance. Barr says he is working with local and state authorities to ensure the safe delivery of humanitarian assistance to the most needy.
World Food, they are supporting our people. What they are doing it for us. There's no way that we can just allow them be victimized on the roads. In collaboration with our commissioners, with all the Fayams, the Bumas authorities, we must remain vigilant, protecting the humanitarian agencies. Whoever involved into this act must face the law. If the culprits are found, they will be held accountable.
In January alone, more than 20 violent incidents were carried out against humanitarian staff and assets. That is more than double the number in January 2022, according to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. UN OCHA says while humanitarians continue to provide much-needed support across parts of the country, repeated violent attacks hampers their efforts. So far this year, an estimated 9.4 million people in South Sudan are projected to humanitarian assistance or protection services, said OCHA. It says the humanitarian situation has worsened by endemic violence, access constraints, operational interference, public health challenges, and climate shocks such as flooding and localized drought. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.